Like Jesus, Paul, in his writings, doesn't understand sufferings to be the signs of sin. Paul does not understand sufferings to be the sign of sin. Paul understands distress to happen to people along two patterns in general. In part because people who live by faith are at odds with the world. People who live by faith are at odds with the world. And so you might want to ask yourself, am I at odds with the world? That might be a good place to start. If I am at odds with the world, I'm doing pretty good in my Christian walk. Because the world's structures are under the power of sin and therefore caustic to Christians. And in part because the next part of that is because fragile, finite human beings experience distress and loss as an ingredient to life. Have you ever noticed sometimes how life can be so strong and abundant, and it just seems like someone can snap? Many Christians who do indeed kneel before the cross of Jesus Christ and yet reject the struggle against every tribulation in their own lives. Stick with me. And so, in truth, they hate the cross of Jesus Christ as well. And in truth, despise the cross and try by any means possible to escape it. Did you follow the logic there? Those who acknowledge that they view suffering and tribulation in their own lives only as something hostile and evil can see from this very fact that they have not found peace with God. They have basically merely sought peace with the world, believing possibly that by means of the cross of Jesus Christ, they might best come to terms with themselves and with their questions and find inner peace with them, within their soul. They have used the cross, but not loved it. You know what? When I read that, I had to say, ouch. Because I had to, it begged the question, have I abused the cross of Jesus Christ? Have I used the cross of Jesus Christ for my own gain? I mean, these are hard words in this day and age, aren't they? But I have to ask, is he right? Is he right? Could it be that we have used the cross of Jesus Christ, that gruesome, inhumane thing, for our own gain? And the only time we recognize that fact is when we reject suffering and despair in our own lives. Is it then that we mock the cross of Jesus Christ? Folks, you know, I know this is probably kind of hard to listen to, but you know, are we, because of the suffering that Jesus paid for us, are we mocking the cross of Jesus Christ? Well, that's a scary question when Eric looks in the mirror and honestly looks, I look myself in the eye and say, am I mocking the cross of Jesus Christ? How do we deal with this? You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, continually speaks of joy in his tribulations and despair, knowing that to live in Christ is to die to self. You see, Paul began our scripture today with this, but we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. What a powerful metaphor that is. Do you hear what Paul said? But we have this treasure in clay jars so that... Wait, who are clay jars? We are. What is the treasure? Christ. We have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be clear that this extraordinary power belongs to who? And not to Are y'all with me this morning? Or is this just kind of a touchy subject?